Joining us tonight is Brookfield's Coach Thudium, and they played Palmyra at home. And unfortunately, they were defeated 35-7, bringing their season record 5-5-2. Coach, tell me a little bit about tonight's game. What happened?
Well, we played a very talented football team, and they played very well. They played mistake-free, and we certainly did not. We had four turnovers tonight. But we did stay in the game. It was 7-0 late in the first half with just a couple minutes on the clock, and Palmyra was able to put together a drive and score with just about a minute left in the half. They went up 15-0, and our kids really dug deep and were able to put together a quick drive for a touchdown to make it 15-7 at halftime. And we were right in it and had a lot of momentum going into halftime. They kicked off to us, and we thought maybe we had found some plays that would be open, and we struggled on the first two downs, and came out on third down, and I made a poor call, poor choice, and we threw the ball on a little throwback, and unfortunately the corner was standing there, and he picked it off and went for six, and so we got behind a couple scores, and then we had to get into doing some things that we're not very good at this point in time, and we're not a team that can come from behind from multiple scores. And so I was very pleased with our kids' effort, and I thought that we made some strides offensively. Defensively, we took a couple steps back tonight, but that was an awful talented football team. We played by far the most speed on the field that we have seen all year long. So I'm just, overall I'm pleased with our kids' effort, and I think that we've made some strides, and we'll just have to build on the positives.
Who were some of your standout players tonight?
Well, we didn't have any unbelievable statistics or anything like that, and certainly we turned the ball over too much, but I thought our quarterback did an excellent job tonight. We were able to throw the ball a little bit tonight, and that's not something that we've been capable of doing in the first several games. And we ran the ball at times pretty well. J.J. Bongo had another nice night carrying the football, and like I said, at times we put together some nice drives. We didn't always finish, and that's something we're going to have to work on. But, you got to build on the positives and not hang your head. We're 5-2 and not 2-5, so we just have to build on the positives and try to get better for next week.
And who do you play next week?
We play at Macon.
And what do you expect in next week's game?
We expect an outstanding football team that's well coached and very disciplined, and run a wing T offense that's very difficult to stop, and they have a quarterback who is a dual threat that can run and throw, and so we'll have to really play well defensively, and we'll have to continue to grow offensively if we want to have a chance to stick around in that game. I suspect if our kids come to work and come to practice each day this week, ready to work and get better, I think we'll have an awful good chance to be in that game with a chance to win.
Absolutely, and your boys always work so hard, Coach. Is there anything else before I let you get off the phone that you'd like to throw in?
No, we just got to continue to work hard and not hang our heads and build on the positives, and I think our kids will do that. So I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, good luck next week, Coach. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Again, that was Brookfield's Coach Thudium joining us this week on the Fifth Quarter Show on KMZU.